The 38th Annual Walnut Antique Show is coming up this weekend, Father's Day weekend, as always, brought to us by the Walnut Amvets Post 45. Father's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 18th through the 20th. So many things going on in the community of Walnut surrounding this event. Gene Larson with the local AmVets Post is helping to coordinate and organize this event once again this year. We want to thank him for joining us here this morning. Gene, we've talked about the history of the Walnut AmVets Antique Show. It actually was just an original idea that somebody brought in one time and discussed, and it was thought to be a pretty good deal for the community.
He come to the post with it, and they said, well, okay, sounds good, so let's do it. It's a good thing for the community. So they set it up, and it started off real small, maybe with 20 or 30 dealers from outside the town, and then and of course, the antique dealers in Walnut were just getting started back then. So it turned into a kind of a interesting little thing. And we picked the right date. Father's Day weekend was one that had the least number of things going on at that time. So it got started. And every year it grew and grew and grew and grew until now it's about 350 dealers from 21 states. And it takes up about maybe 15 city block or blocks worth of space in town, plus three of our big halls. There's two gymnasiums in the old school, which is now our community center. They're full of dealers, and the AmVet Hall is full of dealers. So we've grown over the years. Now it's 38 years later, and this show is world renowned. You know, it's not just a local thing.
Absolutely. Gene, why is this grown so much, do you know?
Well, antiques were kind of a fad for a long time there. They're not as big a deal as they used to be, but the quality antiques are still popular with some folks, and it's, I don't know, it's just grown. It's beyond me. I'm not an antique guy. I mean, I'm not a specialist in antiques by it at all. Basically, I just run the show. And administration is important to running a good show. One of the things that we started doing a long time ago was weeding out people that bring junk, reproduction, new stuff, flea market stuff. We don't let that in the show. We let only quality antiques and older collectibles. Now, older collectibles is anything, 20, 25, up to 50 years old. Stuff that is collectible, you know? All kinds, I mean, lots and lots of stuff. So.
You bet. Well, that's probably a good reason why it's grown, too, is because people know what they're getting into. They know exactly what they're going to find.
Well, actually, no, they don't know exactly what they're going to find. In fact, it's a huge surprise for most people when they come. If you haven't been to the antique show in Walnut, Iowa, and you go, well, I don't care for antiques that much, I'll bet you $100 that you'll find something that you want to take home. And it isn't necessarily an antique. It might only be 20, 30, 40 years old, but something that, wow, you know, I had one of them when I was a kid. I remember Grandma having one of them. I remember my dad, he loved that thing that he had, and I don't have it anymore, and now there it is.
Sure.
I'm going to buy it, take it home. And it's not that expensive for a lot of the stuff. You know, you're not buying a $1,000 antique. You know, you're out there shopping around, and you find, I don't know, an old magazine or some old tools that they don't use anymore. Any old thing from the farm, maybe an old toy from when you were a kid, and man, I love that toy. And there's one that's almost new condition and it's 50 years old. And you go, wow. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I never thought you'd find that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it isn't all just antiques.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys have gotten a lot of press, too. I've seen a lot of comments and things on your website. You've got some notes from some different magazines nationally talking about the show.
Well, almost every antique magazine and newspaper in the country has featured our show at one time or another. We've been rated in the top 10 in the world to travel to by one magazine that looks at antique shows all over the world. And we hit the top 10. But we're not the biggest. You know, 350 dealers seems like a lot, but it's not. It's really not very big at all. There's a lot of shows that are bigger. But when it comes to quality dealers, the atmosphere is awesome there in town, you know, with our shady streets and hometown atmosphere. It's quite enjoyable to go shopping in Wallet during the antique show.
You bet. Well, and I see there's lots of other things going on, too. You've got folks at a lot of different types of camping-type activities. There's typically food. There are some different types of vendors there, too. Will you have all that again this year?
Well, we always have some food vendors. So, you know, you got to eat, right? And we usually have some quite a few snacks. You know, the fire department does a really great breakfast every morning. So if somebody comes to town early, like 6:30 or so, they go eat breakfast at the firehouse, and then they're all set to walk around town and look at all that neat antiques and collectibles.
Gene, you draw from a pretty good-sized area, right? You're not just talking about local folks that come in.
Right. If you walk around Wallen during the show, you'll see license plates from all over the Midwest. You might even see some from Arizona, California, Illinois, Florida. I mean, you're going to see a lot of different license plates. And of course, our dealers come from 21 states, too. I think we've got a couple of dealers from Arizona. I got one from Connecticut that comes every year. You know, and I tell you, you know, some of our dealers have been there for 15, 20 years. And they get all these people from all over, and they say, well, I know you're going to be there on Father's Day, so I'm going to come. So a guy from Texas is selling a certain kind of stuff. A guy from Illinois goes, hey, you're going to be in Wallen. Oh, yeah, okay. So then he travels. They meet in Wallen at the show, bingo, bango. They've got the kind of stuff they're looking for.
Very good. Lots of good stuff there, too. Yeah. I'm trying to remember, Gene, off the top of my head, so many things were canceled last year due to COVID. Was this sacrificed also last year?
Yes. Unfortunately, there was a lot of fear involved there. And of course, huge gatherings were kind of discouraged by the state. And so we decided to, and there was quite a few dealers that were worried about coming. And, of course, the show would have been a lot smaller last year if we'd had it anyway. So we decided to wait a year, and we're back. And I think most people are past that fear, and they're ready to come out and do a little shopping.
Yeah. Well, it's great after you take a year off like that, though. It's great that so many people, especially the vendors, were all anxious to get back again. It would be easy for them just to go away.
Well, most of them came back. But we have kind of about 25% turnover anyway. So we have about 25% of our dealers are new dealers every year. And, of course, we try them out for a year. If they don't have the kind of stuff that we'd like to see them have, you know, if they don't have quality stuff, then we ask them not to come back. But most time, the dealers that show up are pretty good dealers. They got some pretty good stuff. And, you know, a lot of the dealers save their best stuff for Wallen because they have such great customers coming from all over. So anybody local coming to this show, they're just fortunate to have this right in their backyard. Because most people have to travel hundreds of miles to get to a show of this quality.
You bet. Well, and you know, if you take the time to stop and visit with some of these folks when people come to the show, I'm guessing there are a lot of pretty good stories told, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of camaraderie amongst the dealers that have been there for years and years. The meeting place for a lot of folks. You know, hey, you going to be at the show? Yeah, well, a guy from Wyoming is going to meet up with a guy from Missouri, you know, at Wallen. You know, they've been friends for years.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that kind of stuff happens.
You bet. Always. You bet. Well, again, now that's coming up June 18th through the 20th. The Friday hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, same hours. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Father's Day weekend, as always. Brought to you by the Walnut AmVets Post 45. They put a lot of effort and work into putting this together and coordinating the event. We hope a lot of folks continue to come out and support and have some fun.
I'd like to add one more thing. You know, when you come to Wallet, there are some parking lots that we use, but basically you could park anywhere in town where it's legal, and there's no admission. So it's a free show, free parking. Just come and enjoy.
Well, Gene, thank you so much. Appreciate all that you and your organizers do in putting this together each and every year, making it such a big and enjoyable event for so many people. All kinds of things going on. Hope you get a chance to join them again. Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. June 18th through the 20th, Father's Day weekend, the Walnut Antique Show. And if you'd like to find out more, we've got a link on our website, and you can find them at walnutantiqueshow.com online to find out all the information that you need. Gene, thank you again so much. That's Gene Larson. Appreciate the time here this morning, and I hope you have a great show.